Hello, this is
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. This is your host, Bishop Poole, and we are happy to have you today, as always, and as we go through, the Bible says, get wisdom and all thy getting, get understanding, and we have been going through, amen, how to solve problems, amen, and being a child of God, and many times, all the time, you have, as you go through life, making a decision, and we like to have you as a special guest, wherever you are, and if you can call in at 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. You know, God has given us an opportunity and a lot of benefits since we are becoming and we are growing, and everything is passing away, because when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have and always will have, amen, a new walk in life, because it's a new way. Jesus brought a way, a new way. But when the Christians went over to Antioch, people started calling them Christians because they acted so much like Christ. But God brought us a new way through his Son, Jesus Christ. We have a new way, a new life. Jesus said that, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come unto the Father but by me. Amen. We believe and we thank God for your listening today. And this is Solving Problems Part 2. Solving Problems Part 2 might be a little X-rated, might be a little deep for you. But call a neighbor, call a friend, and have them to listen in and share. Because our whole endeavor is to help you to grow stronger in Christ. Get stronger in Christ. And to understand what he has given you. Because we're not just beating the air or throwing something around. Amen. The enemy is crafty. He is swift. He's calculating. And he's organized. Amen. We can give him that. But since we came to Christ, amen, God has given us more power. Jesus said, amen, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. It is great to know, amen, that he's with us. But what we're discussing is how to draw off all the benefits. Amen. How to, amen, if you have access to an account and you can go there, but once you go there to their account and they ask you for certain numbers and certain keys and you don't know it, but they say, yes, sir, we recognize that you are the heir. We recognize that you are who you say you are, but there are a lot of imposters. There are a lot of people stealing, amen, what you have, and we want to make sure, can you show us a little more identification? Can you do something for us? Amen, and give us some more information. And we know that the heirs have all the inside information, and they have an understanding of how to unlock, amen, this inheritance. And here today, amen, this afternoon, wherever you're listening, we are striving through the Spirit of God to unlock, amen, these benefits God has given you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today, amen, for the listeners, amen, those that are here, they're not here by mistake. We know you have drawn them to, amen, through this broadcast at this time and at this place, amen. We ask you to bless the hearers of your word, amen. And as we're going through now, we want you to take a picture, amen, in your mind, or maybe as you're walking or driving along or listening. Amen, that many of you have passports. Many of you do traveling. Many of you travel or you commute from your different jobs and different places. And the only contact you really have and help is through your phone, communication through your phone, communication by letter. That's where your home base is. That's where amen, you travel back and forth from day to day, amen, to get help from those that you know love you and care for you, amen, whatever you ask of them, they will do, because they know that when you come back home or whatever, you make good of it, and you're part of the family. So we as Christians, amen, once you accept the Christ, you have dual citizenship. Amen. Jesus said in St. John 14, I'm going to prepare a place for you, and if I come back again and receive you unto myself, there you be also. Jesus is preparing a home for us. He's in heaven, up there in heaven, and the places in heaven will not be any problems. Everybody there, amen, that love to be there, they want to be there, and I'm quite sure, amen, God is not going to let anyone in that doesn't belong there. Okay, so now, but we're here right now. We're here on this earth, and we accepted Christ, and Jesus had left us in St. John 14, and we're going to read a portion of St. John 14 from the new International Bible, New King James Bible, and the Bibles that you have. And we always like to make a reference to what Bible we're reading out of. Amen. You might have a King James, Old King James translation. But we try to get the best translation, the best communication, and the best information because of the fact you are basing your life on this information. This is your life. This is your passport. This is your, amen, GPS through this world, amen, until Jesus come, amen, to come and take us out of this world. Notice what he said in St. John 14, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Remember, we were discussing earlier that Jesus, amen, showed us the way. He showed us the way, and he came, amen, and because we follow in his footsteps, in his teaching, in the beginning, people was calling the people of the way. These are the people of the way, the followers, his disciples. But when they went to Antioch, they started calling themselves Christians, because, you know, at the time that Jesus was taken up. But Jesus said, I am the way. Amen. And Thomas said, well, and where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? See, this is a way. This is a path. This is a direction. God trying to lead us through an understanding. And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but except through me. Now, when you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, spiritually, automatically, before that time, we are spiritually dead, but we are living in a body. Our spirit has no life towards God. Without God, you don't have any life, because of the first two human beings in this world, amen, they was deceived, they was tricked, amen, they was deceived, and they did what God told them not to do, not because of they were not his children, that he not loved them, but God has given us the ability to choose. And he gave them ability, and because when you have ability to choose, and the person that loves you, he wants you to have freedom in this world. He wants you to have joy in this world. and in joy and understanding and love and kindness come through choosing, you know, being free in the spirit. You enjoy that. You will enjoy choosing God and understanding God, trees and all the animals, and appreciating, you know, the fish in the sea and the birds in the air, the sound that they make, amen, and the chirping of the birds and the fish, amen, how they jump and how they run in groups and how they live. You begin to appreciate the creation power that God had and understand. And because you can sit down to and listen to the trees and the wind blowing your face, and you can decide, well, you know, let me go listen to the birds now. I listen to the wind and the wind and the tree. Now you want to go listen to the water running. God has given us the ability, and he wants us to choose, amen, choose life. Christ is about life. He's not about death. He's not about sorrow. He's not about sickness. But because of the first family, they had fallen. Now, give me some time. Now, they had fallen, and they had fallen under the curse. Amen. It was born with the curse. Everybody's born with the curse after the first family, and that's why they have the enemy wanted them to choose good. They was at good all the time, but the enemy now wants them to choose evil. That's his problem, because he is evil. He walks evil. He talks evil. And he wanted them to choose death. When people support death and sorrow and hate and bitterness, that's not from God. That's the wrong choice. Wrong choices. So God, Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. I'm going to prepare a place for you to get out of this situation. But Jesus came to bring life, life from God. He came to bring life from God. Now, once we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, we still live in here. Your body is here. Your spirit is here. Amen. Everything you have is still here. But your spirit man on the inside has become, amen, awakened, amen, to the small thing that you never understood and appreciated about life. You know, life is abundance, amen, of eye-opening and appreciation to love, loving everybody. When you come alive, amen, you appreciate everything, amen. And you are sorrowful against about the bad choices that you made. And you thank God, amen, about what he had done before, amen. Before we was even born, Jesus had died for us. And you begin to appreciate and understand much as you possibly can, what kind of love is this? That before I was even born, before I even came here, amen, this man Jesus, God's son, gave his life. You know, what a horror he went through just for me. You know, you didn't pay him, you didn't influence him. Matter of fact, you don't know too much about him, but you understood a little that you did understand about Christ when you was witnessed to and told, amen, you accepted that, and now you slowly begin to grow, amen, in life. Your choices are getting better and better. Now you are here, picture yourself, amen, picture yourself sitting next to a chair or something across the room, amen, that would be heaven. That would be heaven. Heaven, amen, is separate from the earth. It's higher, amen. The third heaven is higher, amen. That's where God is. And Jesus, amen, taught the disciples how to pray, amen. He taught the disciples how to pray. The model prayer is always effective. And when you begin to understand and listen to it, in Matthew, the 6th chapter, he said, Our Father in heaven, amen. God, the creator of all mankind, is in heaven, high above all planets, Amen. He is the creator. He created everything, so he has to be highly separated from his creation. If you did some drawing, if you did some sewing, cars, or anything, you are separate from what you made. You can set it aside. You can put it from you or push it off from you. Amen. And look at it. Amen. God is in heaven. And when Jesus told the disciples how to reach God, they say, "Our Father, which art in heaven." Amen. "Hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So when we begin to pray, you understand, you must understand that you know that there is a God, the creator of all mankind. I know it's a little drawn out, but if once I get there, you can understand when we begin to talk now, amen, about reaching the deeper part of this message and different part of this lesson, that he's in heaven. And you accepted him through who? His son. You accepted Christ through his son. And all Christians, amen, have a right to access all the supplies that are already laid aside for you, to you to live that abundant life, live a life of separation, live a life of joy and happiness, and a lifestyle, a way that will show the world that God is love and that God loved his creations. He loved what he made, and he really cares for them 100%. Now, in between heaven and earth, there are some enemies of mankind. They call them fallen angels. There are some enemies of mankind, the same ones that tricked Adam and Eve, that called to put everybody in chaos, put everybody in sickness and disease. And that's why God said, well, since they're able to choose, we want to give them another message through God's Son and let God show them, amen, let them choose, amen. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now, they can choose now, amen. They don't have to accept what the world is offering in the lifestyle and the way. They can choose another way, and God say, "Listen, I will supply their need." But because there's a legal separation, because there's a separation between heaven and earth, and I will not overstep their will. But if all they have to do is pray, all they have to do is communicate with me any time of the day, any time of the night, any time of the week, four or five times a day, four or five times a week, four or five times a night, long as they want to, amen, because sometimes the line be blocked. Sometimes help, amen, be slowed up. Because of what? We have enemies that don't want you to get any help. They really don't want you to get any help. They do not want you to get any help. Because if you get help, amen, the whole game changes. Amen. The enemy is trying to destroy mankind. He's trying to destroy you. Amen. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And all his team and all of his workers are out to destroy you, your message. Amen, your lifestyle, to try to discredit you, amen, try to pull you back. But all you have to do is, amen, communicate, amen, with heaven. And when you begin to communicate with heaven, and all it is prayer. That's the key. Watch this now. All it is prayer. You want to call 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. Now, okay, as we begin to look at this, those that, you know, when you're out of town, you need help, you need supplies, you need a coat if you're in a cold area, you need transportation, or your tire broke down, or your car broke down, the plane, things are not happening. Amen. The situations are not happening. The next thing you know, what you'll find yourself. All right, we have a caller. We have a caller on the line. That's the one that's called. You can, if you push one and call, you can come in and we can share message. But at the same time, amen, you know to pick up the phone. Like we ask you now, if anybody call, let's push one. At the same time, you know, say, well, okay, let me step out of the way. I'm going to pray. And Paul told Timothy, he said, listen, all you have to do, even if you get up, even if you have food, pray over your food. Pray over your food. Ask God blessing. Ask God, amen, protection over your food. Because you don't know where the food is coming from. All the time you hear contaminated food, amen, problems with the food, problems with this, problems with that. But God said, pray, pray, pray over your food. You get up in the morning, you pray. Ask God, oh, Lord, give me my daily bread today. Amen. Later on down the line, through the run of the day, amen, and midday, pray, pray. So prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Now, Daniel prayed three times a day, amen. And he understood, amen, to have a peace of mind and to knowing that he getting closer and closer, amen, to God, and he began to find himself, amen, enjoying that communication. Amen. Just like your cell phone. And it wasn't, when the cell phone wasn't here, people, you know, they had the beepers, but now everybody got a cell phone. All over the world got cell phones. And most cell phones and anything else that is taking over. And don't lose your cell phone. Oh, my God. If you lose your cell phone, you feel that you lost a part of you. And that's what prayer should be. Prayer should be that close. Amen. That communication should be that close. God gave us, as human beings, communication to communicate with him. Amen. And communicate with others. Communicate with others. So there are some negative areas about prayer that can stop prayer. And you should be aware of it. You should be aware. There are some things that can come up in your life. You say, well, I've been praying all the time, but look like nothing has been happening. And I've been, you know, doing everything I can. And this is an old subject. But let's see what the Bible says. Let's see what the Bible says. Amen. And we go to Proverbs. And we go into Proverbs. Amen. And we're going to begin to see what Proverbs says about prayer. And see what Proverbs says about prayer in the 6th chapter and the 16th verse. Maybe you involve your circle, associates that associate with you, and you have to, when you choose life, you have to kind of begin to slowly build. And if you don't build a new circle, if you don't begin to build, those that say they're for you, they're going to be against you. Because of your ideals and your ways going to start slowly, your appetite for certain things that you enjoyed and they enjoyed, you begin to withdraw. And all of a sudden, they begin to look at you like, well, what's going on now? Why are you, what am I doing? Or we just start leaving you out of the plan. And but that's why you have to, it's a need to be in a church. It's a need to be in a church. Now watch this. Proverbs 6 and 16. Six things does the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. Now God doesn't accept certain things in lifestyle because of the fact that we are still spirit and we're still living here on this earth. We're still living here on this earth. Some people might have, what to say, good ways, good moral, you feel moral lifestyle, but their spirit has been trained. They have trained themselves through practice, amen, to do certain things. But the spiritual man on the inside is not totally alive in God. You can train yourself, speak different languages. You can train yourself, you know, training and practicing. Those who are learning how to drive, learning how to speak, those who learn how to write, use computers, to come through training and practicing, and your mind can adapt. After a long period of time, it will adapt. And also your subconscious will remember a lot of things. The subconscious, the inner man, amen, even though you train, even though you practice, and you have gotten it to perfection that no one can tell, but there's a warfare that's going on in your mind and in your inner spirit. And it can come out in the way you talk, your attitude. It can exhibit itself. Amen. So God knows these things. God sees everything. He's omnipotent. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. He's everywhere. He's all-seeing. You cannot get past him. Amen. You cannot get past, amen, the other three-quarters of the angels. A third of the host left, but, amen, Michael and Gabriel, they're all of them there. They're God in heaven. You have a God and angel with you because, you know, God wants you to be aware of certain things that you can't see, so they protect you from those things. And you cannot practice a proud look. Back to Proverbs 16:6. 6:16, he says, these are the six things the Lord hates. Yea, seven are abomination unto him, a proud look. Amen. That's number one, a proud look. Number two, a lying tongue. A lying tongue. In the book of Revelation, amen, he was talking about in the, these things that will not enter into heaven. Amen. All liars shall have their part. And that's what got the world. Deception is a part of a lie. Amen. It's a part of, they call it part of a truth. You're not told the truth, you're told a part of a truth. But it's a lie. It's a lie. And can cause people to get destroyed, can cause homes to break up. It can damage people's lives. You take an oath. Say, will you accept this man as your lawful wedded husband? I do. I do. You take an oath. Do you believe, you know, amen? Do you accept him? He love you? Yes, I do. I believe. Yes, yes. Take an oath. Then after, all they have is your word. Your word. But if you really did not mean that, it's a lie. It's a lie because of what you did not believe. You said it with your tongue. Amen. Proud look, number one. Lying tongue, number two. Hands that shed innocent blood. Innocent blood, you're involved in that. That's three. And heart that devise wicked imagination. Whoa, wait a minute now, hold on. You meant to tell me I'm sitting around dreaming up, talking about things, and amen, want to do this, that, and the other. That's wrong. People don't know. Yes, but God knows. See, this is the problem here. This is what we're talking about being, you know, this is deep in a certain extent. You might know this already, but you might not think so. But people sitting around, amen, and they're not aware that the enemy is using their mind against them. And be aware that the enemy is you. That's a battleground. Amen. Constantly bombarding you with your old past and your old enemies and your old lifestyle. And that's why you must be born again. Jesus said you must be born again. And when you become born again, amen, you'll be able to rebuke that lifestyle. You don't have to accept that no more in your mind because you have power to what? Become aware of it, and you don't have to accept that. You don't have to accept that. So the heart that, amen, a heart that devises wicked imagination. Feet that be swift and running to mischief. Feet running. Oh, something happening over here. we're going to have something tonight. We're going to go out and be involved and wrong. Or we're going to make sure this happens. Feet that running swiftly to mischief. A false witness that speaketh lies. Don't lie. Regardless, they pay you. Amen. You're hurting somebody else. You didn't see it, but they pay you. You talk about it. A false witness. And here's the last one. He that soweth discord among his brethren. That's abomination in God's eyesight. So in that circle, in those seven things, if you're associating with, or talking with, or being involved with people, even those that, you know, you come to fellowship with, you know, you have to understand there are some weak Christians, there are some strong Christians. Amen. There are some babes in Christ. You know how babes are. They're running from church to church. Amen. They hop in churches. They go from different, sometimes they go from different religions to see what that religion is about. Amen. They're going from place to place. Amen. And they have to be very careful, amen, that if they're constantly moving out of the way, coming back on the way with Christ, follow his teaching, and something else come up, amen, and that person go over here and that person go over there, amen. When it's time to meet Jesus, amen, you walking along, amen, like a man had a dog, amen, and constantly as they go on to another city or they're coming out of the forest and they every now and then a rabbit, he runs after the rabbit, he runs back in the path, he every little thing along the path, he's running after, running back and forth, back and forth. And soon the farmer get home, the hunter get home with his little dog, amen, the poor little fella that's fall out in front of the house, and his wife said, "What happened to the dog? What did you do?" He said, "I didn't do nothing to him. He was always suspicious and curious about every little thing come up, every little thing shaking. He run out. He's still an animal. He know he's not trying to engage there and be involved and attack, but just want to be playful, and just wore himself out. And you hear this comment all the time. Oh, it's too hard. It's too hard. No, it's not too hard to be a Christian. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. He don't demand, amen, you constantly trying to keep the same activities, amen, staying up all night, traveling everywhere in the world, want to be on every party, want to be on every movement, want to be on every revolution. He's not demanding. He's saying to you, those things will wear your spirit down. It's going to wear you out. Amen. The enemy came, Daniel said, the enemy in the last days coming to wear out down the saints. If he can't stop you, he give you all these activities that are constantly coming up in the world. All these activities that are constantly coming up. All these activities that you see from time to time. Amen. Football games, basketball games. Amen. Spending all your money, distracting you, every place, every little manner. Yes, because you come alive, you enjoying it. Yes, that is true. We love the Lord and God, thank God. We're learning how to be in part, amen, of all God's goods. But wait a minute. Is it all God's good? Are you still partaking in the world's good? Is all God's good? Are you still partaking in the world's good? So there, those things, there are seven things there you have to be aware of. You have to be aware of those seven things there. Your circle of friends, are they positive? Are they negative? Or do you know who they are? If you're worshiping in a place and you know you have some negative friends, some positive friends, you have some weak ones there, all of them in the tabernacle, all of them in the assembly. And he said, well, Lord, you know, I have to say something about them. I should run them out of the church. I should run them out of the assembly. You know, I don't need them to be here. They shouldn't be in here. Well, what about your lifestyle? What about before you came to Christ? Your prayer lives can be hindered on those grounds. On those grounds, that you should love your brother as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's what Jesus said. That's what he said. If you love your neighbor as yourself, that's the royal law. If you keep that, you kept them all. All right? Now, here is another part and another place that you can find another weakness. Another place, another time that you can find a weakness. And this weakness will stop your prayers. But in Daniel, I referred to Daniel, the 7th chapter and the 25th verse. And it said, he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given unto him his hand until the time and times and the dividing of times. Now, you notice that in the last days, and we're talking about the beast and the rapture, and these are the last days because of things that are happening constantly against God's word and those that are students of God's word. And we all should be worshipers and students of God's word because we live by it. And Daniel was saying that he shall wear out the saints of the Most High. And by changing times and changing laws, all those are Antichrist people. Those are the people that are against Christ. Those are people that are against the church. They want to change the law and the times, amen, the seasons, the hours, to make it better for their lifestyle, for their way. But they all they're doing is designed to wear out the saints. All they're doing is designed to destroy the church, destroy, amen, the good in the land, the good in the life. And it is not but two sides. You're either for Christ or you're against Christ. You're either for God or you're against God. I'm talking about the God of creation, of all mankind. So you have to be careful. That's one of the tricks I found. Amen. The baby Christians come. Oh, they are so thankful. And they're getting opportunities left and right. Oh, they're getting jobs. They're getting more friends. They're getting more worldly things. The enemy, he understands, amen, the warfare. He understands the tactics. He said, well, if I can't beat them, amen, I'm going to distract them and get them where they can't pray. Amen. Get them where they can, they'll stop saying, Our Father, which art in heaven. I can just flood them with so many things and give them so many meetings and give them so many friends and so many great opportunities. Amen. Young people today, amen, as Paul was saying in the last days, amen, they're against marriage. Amen. They're against eating of meats. Amen. They're just changing things, a new change. Is, amen, changing, looking for changing. Amen, looking for better things. And you get involved in all of these. Christians should not be involved in all these activities. Amen, it's nothing new. The enemy himself, it's the same tactics he used against Adam and Eve. It's the same tactics he's using now. But all he's doing is putting more advertising. He's switching up. Amen. It's the same soda water. It's the same soft drink. It's the same hamburger. Amen. It's the same. Amen. It's the same food, but they put new packages on it. They're cooking it a different way, and they're seasoning it a different way. It's the same, my brother. It's the same. Amen. The same haircut. Amen. Back they had many years ago. Amen. Bald heads was back in the 60s. Bald heads are coming back. Amen. The afro was back way back. It's coming back. Amen. The Mohawks was back way back in the 60s and the 70s. Now the Mohawks is back. The bell-bottom pants are coming back. Amen. It's nothing new under the sun. It's nothing new under the sun. It's just repeating itself. Amen. Amen. The enemy, designed to wear you out. Now, if you are in such an activity where you can't go to church, you cannot be in part of any assembly, you've been deceived. You have stopped praying. You stopped communicating with the home base. You stopped saying, "Our Father, which art in heaven." Amen. You've been deceived. Amen. You stop communicating and asking God, amen, about tomorrow, or asking God about your problems today. You're being deceived. You don't have to follow anything else. Once you give your life to Christ and accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're supposed to communicate. That's your privilege. That's your right. That's your right as a child of God. That is your privilege and that is your right to call home. Call home and talk about it. Talk it over with God. And don't move and don't do anything until you get a complete answer. Then ask him Lord, I don't understand. Like Gideon. Lord told Gideon, "I want you to go out 10,000 men, 30,000 men, outnumbered." Gideon was outnumbered. He said, "Lord, you know, I'm not trying to question you, your authority, but God, you know, you got to give me some help here. I'm outnumbered, and you asked me to do an impossible. I'm going to lay out a rug in the front of my door. In the morning when I get up, I like to see. If you lead and guide me this way, I'm making sure I'm not being deceived, hallucinating, hearing voices. I just want to make sure. Let the rug be wet. Do all wet and around it be dry." Gideon opened his door in the morning, looked and picked up the rug of running water. Oh, it's raining out water. Gideon prayed again, talked to God again, and said, "Well, God, you know, Just give me one more, a little more encouragement now, a little more, amen, insight that I know it's you. Amen. I believe it's you, but I need more manifestation here on earth that you're going to make this move, and I'll be your legs, and I'll be your instrument." You know, that's what we are. We're instruments of God. We live here on this earth, and the kingdom of God comes down and move with us and be with us. Jesus said, "I'll be with you always." So the kingdom of God comes, and he wants us to use us as an instrument. And when he comes, he moves and manifests himself through us. So get in and say, "Listen, Lord, you know, let it be dry in the morning on the rug, the fleece, and all around it. Let it be wet all around it." And Gideon opened the door. You could imagine all the water. And the fleece was dry. It was dry. So here we are. Watch this. 1 Peter 5. 1 Peter 5. Peter said, "Cast all your cares upon him, for he care for you." Whatever you're going through, whatever problems you have, whatever situation you're dealing with, amen, God want to, what, cast all of it on you. And you can ask God for a sign, ask God for some kind of manifestation, amen, where you can grasp and understand that he's with you in your problems and your situation. And when you do that, constantly pray and talk, like I'm saying, we've been to vent yourself in prayer. Pour out yourself privately in prayer. Amen. So whenever things begin to happen, Peter also said, 1 Peter 4, he said, "Beloved, think it's not strange concerning the fervent trial, which is to try you, as though some strange things happen unto you. But rejoice as much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceedingly joy. things begin to happen. You begin to talk to God. Well, Lord, I'm having this, I'm having this. Now, here's another deep secret. Here's another deep secret. Sometimes God allows things to happen because you be complacent. God allows, amen, you to be stirred up. You know, the eagle, he let his little eaglets, you know, when they get a certain age, amen, he stopped, he began to cut them off with a certain type of food, slowly, slowly, amen, begin to fix the nest, make the nest uncomfortable, amen, they get so uncomfortable because he know now is the time for them to get out of the nest and fly, amen. So he make the home uncomfortable. He makes their surroundings uncomfortable, amen. So when the mother eagle shows up, amen, one time maybe she didn't have no food. And, oh, God, no food. So by and by, he find himself, amen, standing on outside of the net, outside the nest. They're sitting there, watch the mother eagle come in and out, in and out. And by and by, maybe one day she'll grab him, pick him up, and drop him. Amen. And he's been watching her fly all the time because we learn things by our eyes. We watch. That's why the Bible tells us to watch and pray. When you pray, you watch. And watch God's manifestation. See where God's moving. Amen. You might see something. Or you might hear something. Or you might have dreamed something. God probably have placed something in your life. God has probably placed something in your life, placed something in your heart that you need to invent. And it's written in heaven. It's been ordained in heaven. It's yours. Nobody can take it from you. Amen. But you have been complacent. And you're not really reaching out anymore. Amen. To help mankind. Amen. To do anything. Amen. And so God has to stir up the nest. He has to stir up the nest. He has to stir up things around you. Amen. And all of a sudden you say, you know what? I'm going to go out here and invent an airplane. I'm going to invent an airplane. Say, Eagle, you're going to invent an airplane? Yeah, you don't know how to fly yet. Eagle, how are you going to invent an airplane? Amen. But listen, here we go. After a while, the eagle flap, 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 and the mother eagle catch him. Behind that, constantly working with him. And he began to realize, oh, I can get my own food. Amen. He began to realize he kind of liked flying. Kind of like being on his own, making decisions. Amen. So sometime, all these great inventions that came up, amen, maybe somebody got stirred up. Maybe somebody was praying for you. Somebody was praying for you outside the box. God has placed it on somebody to pray for you. Amen. And you was thinking it strange that you was the only one going through. Oh, God, I'm the only one going through. Did you pray and ask God about it? Did you pray? Did you remember to pray? Did you remember to, amen, could constantly seek him like he desired for you to seek him? Amen. Do you remember? You remember? Amen. Your marriage got in a bad position. You was doing all right. Then all of a sudden, you start arguing again. You start, amen, being proud again. Amen. Notice what Peter said. 1 Peter 3 and 7 says, likewise, husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life. Notice now, I mean heirs together in the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Amen. So you got to get rid of the attitude. Amen. If you're living with somebody, you're living in holy matrimony, amen, with God, you're blessed. But also, you just cannot treat each other any kind of way. You cannot dwell, amen, together unless you agree. And you got two people here in Christ, and you cannot agree. You cannot agree. You cannot walk together unless you agree. Even though you hold a matrimony, yes, you took the vows, yes, but do not take advantage of the other one. Do not let the enemy tell you, like he told Eve, don't worry about it. Amen. Just go ahead and take all the money, spend it all up. Adam loved you. He took a vow. No, don't do that. Don't do that. well, that's my wife, but I'm going to go buy a car, sign on it. She like it or not, I know she ain't going to leave me because she took a vow. Don't do that. You hinder your prayers. You hinder your prayers. When you begin to pray at night, Lord, forgive me and all of this, Lord, not going to forgive you because of the fact, amen, you're holding something against each other. You're holding something against each other. You become one in marriage. You become one. Amen. You become one. And God knows that. So when you start releasing your spirit in heaven, those spirits can't come there. Amen. The enemy desire, he'll let that prayer through. Amen. You can pray that prayer 50 times a day, but the enemy, he's going to hold on to it. The real ones, he'll hold on to it. But the ones that he done hindered you and got you to be proud, got you lying to one another, he'll let that through. But God is not going to accept it. He knew God's not going to accept it. He knows God's not going to accept it. So we as men and women of God, amen, we got dual citizenship. Recapping that, closing out. We got dual citizenship. We're living here on earth. But any supplies that you need, you have a prayer life. If you're not praying, don't give up. Start praying. Start praying. You have a right to pray. You can come into the throne of God. Amen. Hebrews say you can come boldly through the throne of grace. You are his child. He's not going to close the door on you. He's not going to let you go. I don't care what, if you're homeless, you don't have any place to go. The prodigal son, amen, he was with a father, very rich father. Or the older brother, amen, was deceived. He went to his father and said, Father, listen, I want to enjoy everything now before you die. I don't know what, but I want my inheritance now. I want it now. Amen. And the father said, okay. They gave him all his inheritance. I don't know how much money it was, but a lot of his friends knew. Amen. So they left and went to a far country, you know, get away from around home and parents and relatives and friends, the ones that he know is rich or ones that know about squandering money and investment and the pride of life. Amen. He got from around all of that. Got from around all of that. And when they got out there, amen, when he got out there and began to help friends party, buying clothes and buying cars for them, and you know, his associates want so much money, and he's going in different circles, and amen, can't hardly sleep because a part of over here in this part of the world, South America, North America, amen. Amen. Going to the Antarctica, North Pole, and the South Pole, amen. Wanting to be in everything, just constantly living on planes and jets. Oh, he just had it all, you know, four or five houses and parties every night, amen. Then after work, he's always seeking pleasure seeking. Everybody wanted to be his friend. Finally, lo and behold, the checks start bouncing. Lo and behold, the cards start being rejected. After a while, he had to go pawn things. He had to start selling off things. Then the friends find out that the man was bankrupt. So, oh, man, we better get out of here now. The ship is sinking, going down. After he began to lose, amen, all that was his inheritance now. His father gave him his inheritance. Okay, son, you got it. Go ahead. And sometimes, I'm not saying, but sometimes, if you don't crash and burn, you won't come to yourself. God allows certain things sometimes for us to realize what real life is about. Real life is being with God. The angels not going to come down here, those that are in power struck and always people can't do nothing right. Amen. And the angels not going to come down here and start working in human places, you know, doing their jobs, make it right for you. No. No. God allowing things to happen. And God knows some imperfect people. Amen. That's what grace is about. those that fall, those that fall down, but they're allowed to get up. To make a long story short now, the prodigal son found himself working in a farm place, and he found himself, he was out there working in the hog pen with the sows out there in the farm, where he used to have bacon and eggs in the morning, pancakes and sausages, amen, coffee, and strawberries, and peaches and cream, and now he finds himself out there, amen, feeding the swine, amen, and almost began to eat their food. And that's when he came to himself. The odor used to be high cologne and, amen, perfume smelling, the wrong odor. We don't know what it was. Bible said he came to himself. Amen. Prayer will make you come to yourself. Prayer will make others come to themselves. I know the father was praying. His mother was praying. They was having prayer meetings. Oh, God, my son is lost. My daughter is lost. My uncle is lost. My wife is lost. My husband is lost. And reaching heaven, and God would send supplies down. Amen. Correct and bind up. Amen. Stop praying against, amen, the evil that you see. Learn to pray. Learn to understand that prayer will reach over and send supplies. Prayer will reach up into heaven. Amen. Don't give up. I don't care how many more minutes you got on your phone. Keep praying. Amen. How much more time you got? Pray. Amen. Then look around. Look for the manifestation. Pray. Then after that don't work, you know, change up your medication. And the doctor say, oh, we're going to change the medication. Change up the prayer. Stop praying for the surroundings. Stop praying for people. Amen. Stop praying. Pray. Amen. If you don't know what nothing else to do, pray. Once you catch on to prayer. A lot of big organizations now have prayer bands. 24 hours. They say prayer towers. Praying. Amen. Get your tower going. Amen. Start your little prayer tower yourself. Get with a prayer band. I mean a real prayer band that got real people. Amen. Get real people. Start with real people, real surroundings, not the ones that come there arguing. Amen. They argue when they come into the church, they argue going out. Amen. The one hypocrite, that's the prayers are not going through, not according to the lesson today. Amen. Fighting with their wife, fighting with their husband, then go back home, that prayer is not going through. Amen. Amen. Arguing and lying, that's not prayer not going through. Amen. But get with sincere and honest people. Sincere and honest people. Start your prayer band in your home. Start a prayer band with grandmama. Amen. The grandparents. Start a prayer band for our young people and our children. Start a prayer band. Amen. You start a prayer band. God will listen. The affectionate fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The affectionate fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. God bless you, wherever you are. Amen. If you like to call, amen, this lesson, you can write JCI Ministries, mailbox, JCI Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida, 33320, USA. P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida, 33320 USA. Amen. If you like us on Facebook, join our page, www.facebook.com/Jesus Christ International Ministries. Jesus Christ International Ministries. Amen. If you want to email me, seniorbishop@jciministries.org. Amen. You can visit us on our website, www.jciministry.org. God bless you today. Happy to have you. Amen. We know we are growing, and you pray for us. And Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand to deliver us in heaven and in earth. Oh, Father, send supply, send help to the listeners of your word today. And this lesson will go down in their heart, mind, and soul. Oh, God, they catch the revelation that prayers is like a cell phone. It's better than the telephone line. The more they pray, Amen. Paul said, man should always pray and not faint. We love you. We love you. God bless you. Pray for us, and we'll pray for you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.